What's up, Nashville? You're tuned into the Friends Radio Show right here on WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee. Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org. 103.7 FM on your dial. This is ET. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Appreciate you when you guys do that. We're here every Monday night. A little bit about the station. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization owned and operated by local people right here in the Nashville area. These local people create programming, design events, and keep the station up and running and on the air. And Radio Free Nashville intends to be a community forum for the music, voices, and viewpoints generally ignored or misrepresented by the corporate media. You guys can make a tax-deductible donation by going to RadioFreeNashville.org. And if you want to tune in to the show, just scroll down to that Listen Now tab and you can tune in live. We're sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. You can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. You can listen to previous radio shows on there. There's always updates of things that are going on around the city. There's interviews with artists on there. But you get on that email list, and every season we put out a music sampler from artists you've probably heard right here on the Fringe Radio Show. You can be the first one to get that free download, so go ahead and get on that email list. And the Nashville Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity of Nashville artists and to honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. You can also make a tax-deductible donation to the Nashville Fringe Festival by going to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. We appreciate those of you that support us, and you know, we couldn't do it without you. So go check us out, NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Again, this is your boy E.T. I'm here every other Monday. Catch me on the second and fourth Mondays. Catch my boy Al D on the first and third Mondays. We both appreciate you guys for listening and tuning in to the Friends Radio Show. Tonight in the show, we're going to be talking about some events that are happening in the city coming up really soon. And play some music associated with those events, talk about some of the people that are involved. And then later on in the show, about midway, I'm going to switch gears. And I got some other things I want to do with you guys. But first, I want to talk about an event that's coming up in the next few days, April 12th. This is the Volunteers of America Country Music Jamboree. And again, it's happening this Friday. So I met a guy named Randy Brothers who works for Volunteers of America. And I met him through the Chamber of Commerce. But long story short, he told me about this idea that he had for this jamboree. And I'm glad that he's finally seeing that come to fruition. So if you guys want to check it out, it's a country music jamboree coming up this Friday the 12th at Texas Troubadour Theater. And headlining the event is Jonell Mosser. And if you're from Nashville or have been in Nashville long enough, you know who Jonell is. And a long list of other people that are going to be on the bill. But this is happening again this Friday night, April 12th. At the Texas Troubadour Theater. Show starts at 6:30 and goes till 9. Family-friendly, all-ages event, and all proceeds do go to help adults with developmental disabilities. So what a great cause, a great lineup. You can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org and get the flyer. But again, that's coming up this Friday, April 12th. It's the Country Music Jamboree with Jonell Mosser. And Volunteers of America is putting this on. So do what you guys can to support. For information, go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. And speaking of Jonell, I wanted to play some of her music for you guys tonight. So I've got a few samples of some songs I want to play. But I was reading a little bit about Jonell, and she's actually from Louisville, which is where I'm from. So much love for that. And I got to just read a little bit about her. Her website is jonellmosser.com, J-O-N-E-L-L-M-O-S-S-E-R, jonellmosser.com. And you can listen to some music on there and read a little bit about her and just all the incredible things that she's done. But there's a quote on there that's written by Steve Morse, who is a former staff writer at the Boston Globe and also wrote for Billboard. He said, "Listen to Jonell Mosser just once in concert and you'll be an instant believer. She sings with all-out passion and heart. No frills, no games, just a soulful intensity that makes you realize you're in the presence of the real thing, not some manufactured, corporate-approved diva of the sort littering the landscape these days. Powerful words for a powerful artist, so I'm going to play some samples from the project Fortunes Lost, Fortunes Told by Jonelle Mosser, and let you guys check out some of her music, so... We're going to jump into that, and we'll be back shortly. This is the Friends Radio Show, 103.7 FM.
I'm tired of dealing with the usual hacks. Take my money and they never come back. Trying to make a mockery while the children dance down by the sea. I know a place way up on that hill behind those trees. It's no it's a quarter to three, and I left the door open in case you lost your key. Tell me, baby, what you're trying to do. Can't you see that this just ain't right? These crazy little things you're putting me through got me talking to myself.
This is the Friends Radio Show on 103.7 FM, Radio Free Nashville, radiofreenashville.org. Tonight we're talking about some upcoming events, and right now specifically we're talking about the Volunteers of America Country Music Jamboree that's happening this Friday, April 12th. It's going to be going down at the Texas Troubadour Theater, and the show starts at 6:30 p.m., goes till 9. It is a family-friendly show, and all proceeds go to help adults with developmental disabilities. The headliner is Jonelle Mosser, and I played you guys just some snippets of some of her music off of her Fortunes Lost, Fortunes Told project. Those first four we listened to were When He Gets Home, Beautiful World, Come On Home to Me, and Fool for You. I got a few more I'm going to play for you guys. These are just a couple samples of these tracks. First up is Giant Step, then I Can Give You Everything, followed by Hummingbird and Nicer to Me. This is ZT. You're tuned in to the Friends Radio Show.
Say you've played it love and lost. Sorrow's turned your heart to frost. Baby, I'll melt your heart again. Remember the feeling as a child when you woke up and morning smiled, baby. Call
Welcome back to the Fringe Radio Show, sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. This is ET. You got me in the house tonight. The show is every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on 103.7 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys out there. Tonight we're talking about a few different things, but right now we're talking about the Volunteers of America Country Music Jamboree. It's happening this Friday, April 12th at the Texas Troubadour Theater. Headlined by none other than Jonell Mosser. And we've been playing some music from Jonell tonight. Just some snippets for you guys to get a little taste of what you can hear at the Country Music Jamboree. These songs are off of her Fortunes Lost, Fortunes Told project. And I got four more little snippets I want to play for you guys. These last four are Chinatown, followed by Richest Daddy, then Rome Wasn't Built in a Day, and lastly, we've got Ordinary Splendor.
Boy meets girl, though they come from separate corners of the world, they'll find some common ground down in China.
Welcome back to the Fringe Radio Show. This is ET. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Always doing something different for you guys. So we've been talking about the upcoming Volunteers of America Country Music Jamboree that's happening this Friday, April 12th at the Texas Troubadour Theater from 6:30 until 9. Headlining Jonell Mosser. We've been playing some of Jonell's music tonight. And all proceeds will go to help adults with developmental disabilities. You can get more information at NashvilleFringeFestival.org. The flyer's on there and some links are on there as well. But coming out this Friday, April 12th, great show for a great cause. Again, this is at the Texas Troubadour Theater, the Country Music Jamboree put on by Volunteers of America featuring Jonell Mosser. Also an event coming up this coming Sunday, April 14th, it's a Friends of the Fringe event. It's the Nashville Poetry Festival that's going on all day for all ages down at Five Points. And from their website, which is NashvillePoetryFestival.com, it says the Nashville Independent Poetry Festival is a Metro Arts Thrive grant-funded all-day, all-ages, pet-friendly outdoor celebration of the independent creative writing community of Nashville. You can join them at the Bongo Java lot at East Nashville's Five Points, and they will be celebrating with live poetry performances, small presses, local bookstores, independent journals and zines, representatives from reading series and open mics, and literary collectives and nonprofits. They say to bring a blanket or a lawn chair And food trucks will be on site along with a full bar and beer, it looks like, for the adult poets in the house. And for the young people, they'll have plenty of activities, including live illustrated caricatures, arts and crafts jewelry making, a magnetic poetry wall contest, face painting, temporary tattoos, and poems on demand. So it really is an event, an all-day event for everybody. So come check it out this coming Sunday, April 14th, down at Five Points at the Bongo Java lot. And the performing poets that are going to be there, I want to talk a little bit about those guys. First up, we have Corey Wells. She is a poet, writer, and storyteller and advocate for the arts, democracy, and other good causes. She's the principal organizer of Poetry in the Borough, a reading and open mic series in Murfreesboro, where in 2017, she was selected the city's inaugural Poet Laureate. Corey's performed her work for Southern Festival of Brooks, the WDVX Knoxville Radio's Blue Plate Special, the 2017 Tennessee production of Band Together, a censorship cabaret, and numerous libraries, theaters, conferences, and other venues across the state and beyond, often in collaboration with her daughter, roots musician Kelsey Wells. Corey is an author of Heaven Was the Moon from March Street Press. Her work appears in publications both nationally and abroad, including Helen, James Dickey Review, Ruminate, String, and the Southern Poetry Anthology. Also performing is Mumani Ali, the 2019 Youth Poet Laureate of Nashville. She was born in Kenya and raised in Nashville. Mumina Ali is an everyday advocate for women's rights and seeing more women in STEM fields. Ali hopes to either attend Emerson College or Howard University. She plans to become either a psychiatrist or civil rights attorney while also writing books and teaching at the college level. In her free time, she loves to read books from her growing library, research interesting facts, swim and hang out with her friends. And when busy, she's either managing funds as student treasurer, advocating for justice in youth and government, writing poetry and write the future, or exemplifying leadership as a collegiate ambassador. Mumina Ali is a proud senior at KIPP Nashville Collegiate High School. Also performing is Frank Frizzy Sykes. And Frizzy was born in Nashville but raised in Columbia, Tennessee. He became inspired to write from the many things in life and seeing environments that were just not right. He decided to use spoken word to send messages to change not only the environments but also people's lives. And he has been performing the art we all know as spoken word since 2015. Also performing, we have Nathan Spoon. Nathan is the author of Doomsday Bunker, also My Name is Gretchen Merriweather. His publications including Poetry, Mantis, Hotel America, Oxford Poetry, Spacecraft Project, and the anthology What Have You Lost? Senior editor of X Perry, he is a 2019 visiting poet in the Ruth Stone Foundation Reading Series, and has read his poems at the University of Pennsylvania, Vanderbilt University, and the ALSCW Conference. Another performer, Christine Hall. Christine hosts the monthly Poetry in the Brew open mic. Her work has appeared in Out and About Nashville and Be About It Zine on MTA buses and on stages with the Yanni Peril Monologues. And Cabaret Noir Collective. And then also, the last artist on the bill is Destiny O. Birdsong. Destiny is a poet, fiction writer, and essayist whose work has either appeared or is forthcoming in African American Review, Best New Poets 2018, The Cambridge Companion to Transnational American Literature, Story South, and elsewhere. Destiny has received support from Cave Canem, Jack Jones Literary Arts, the Ragdale Foundation, the McDowell Colony, and Tin House. You can learn more about Destiny by going to destinybirdsong.com. So those are the artists that you guys can see. But it's going to be an all-day, all-ages, free event at the Five Points this Sunday, April 14th. It's the Nashville Poetry Festival. Go to NashvillePoetryFestival.com for more information. And hope to see you guys out there this coming Sunday. So right now I want to switch gears a little bit. And if you guys have listened to me long enough, you know sometimes I like to talk about things that have happened in history, music related, that may have happened, you know, on the current month that we're in, or the week that we're in, or even the day that we're in. So today being April 8th, I'm going to talk about an event. April 8th was actually the day that Kurt Cobain's body was discovered. And I grew up in a time where when the whole sort of grunge music scene came to be, Nirvana was really the most prominent group out of that scene, and had a lot of good music, a lot of songs I listened to and liked as a kid. And another artist that was definitely gone too soon. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Kurt Cobain tonight and celebrate some of his music, play some of the greatest hits from Nirvana. But his body was actually discovered at his home by an electrician who had arrived there to install a security system. And apart from a minor amount of blood coming out of his ear, the electrician reported seeing no visible signs of trauma and initially thought Cobain was asleep until he saw the shotgun that was pointed at his chin. A note was found addressed to Cobain's childhood imaginary friend, and it stated that Cobain had not felt the excitement of listening to as well as creating music along with really writing for too many years now. A high concentration of drugs was found in his body, and his body had been lying there for days. The coroner's report estimated that he died on April 5th at the age of 27, way too young, but was found on April 8th, 1994. So just to celebrate a little bit of Kurt Cobain's life and the music that he made with his group Nirvana, we're going to jump into some of their music tonight. First is probably the most popular song that everybody out there knows. This is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Now
That was Nirvana with Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're celebrating the life of Kurt Cobain tonight. And it's been said about that song that never has a single rock song changed the face of music as instantly as this one did. Cobain hit upon something seemingly simple yet universally connective, and the music world was never the same. And you know you got a hit if Weird Al Yankovic makes a parody of your song. You know you're onto something at that point. So let's play some more music. Up next, we're going to play All Apologies. And this is actually the MTV Unplugged version. And for those of you guys that don't know, MTV used to have a show called Unplugged where rock groups would come on and sort of play almost everything acoustically in more of a toned down setting. And very popular show. But this one is All Apologies. The Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFN LP Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org, 103.7 FM on your dial, 107.1 if you are west of Nashville, and again always worldwide at RadioFreeNashville.org. Tonight we're celebrating the life of Kurt Cobain and playing some of his greatest hits. That was All Apologies. And one of the more introspective tracks, All Apologies, first appeared on the band's In Utero album in 1993, but it really took on a greater meaning after Cobain's death when it appeared on Nirvana MTV Unplugged album. Though lyrically the song had nothing to do with his family, Cobain was quoted as saying in Come As You Are, the story of Nirvana, that peaceful, happy comfort that the song's sound provided was what he wished for Courtney Love and their daughter. So that was off the 1993 In Utero. We're going to go back again to the 1991 Nevermind album, which we already listened to, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Up next, we've got Lithium. And Cobain has stated that lyrically, the song Lithium is inspired by a relative. It's about a guy whose girlfriend has died and turns to religion to give him a reason to live. So let's check this out. This is Nirvana with Lithium.
I'm so happy 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book of Mirrors, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
I'm not gonna crack. I'm
That was Nirvana with Lithium. Tonight we're celebrating Kurt Cobain on this day in history, April 8th, 1994. Cobain's body was discovered at his home by an electrician who had arrived to install a security system. It was later confirmed that he had actually died 3 days before on April 5th at the young age of 27. So we're playing some of Nirvana's best hits tonight for you guys. This next one is Heart-Shaped Box. And after the abrasive, hard-hitting success of the Nevermind album, Nirvana changed things up a bit. They led off their In Utero album with this moody, introspective single called Heart-Shaped Box. I remember this video vividly, back when videos used to be on TV. But let's check it out. This is Nirvana with Heart-Shaped Box.
Hey, wait!
That was Nirvana with Heart Shaped Box. Next, we're going to take a trip back to the Nevermind album again from 1991 with Come As You Are. And when it comes to memorable riffs, Kurt Cobain's unaccompanied, darkly moody intro to Come As You Are is as recognizable as they come. Lyrically, the song is filled with contradictions throughout, leaving listeners with many interpretations over the years. However, the vocalist stated that it's about human behavior and how people often act contradictory to what you might expect. So let's take a listen, and you guys can form your own opinions of what you might think the song is about. This is Nirvana with Come As You Are. That was Come As You Are, another hit by Nirvana. We're going to take it back even further for this next one, though. Back to 1989, off of their album called Bleach. This is a song called About a Girl. And this was the accessible oddball on Nirvana's Bleach album. But despite Kurt Cobain's fear about including such a poppy song on the much hard-hitting disc, the tune endured to become one of their most beloved tracks. Cobain penned the track for his then-girlfriend, using some of their disagreements for inspiration. Though it wasn't a hit when included on the Bleach album, About a Girl Got a Second Life when it was included on the band's 1994 MTV's Unplugged collection. So we're going to play About a Girl from that Unplugged collection. And then after that, we have another song called The Man Who Sold the World, which is also on the MTV Unplugged collection. So we'll be right back. This is Nirvana with About a Girl.
Thank you.
That was Nirvana with About a Girl, and then that was followed by The Man Who Sold the World, both off of the 1994 MTV Unplugged series. And we've been playing this music tonight because on this day, April 8th in 1994, Kurt Cobain's body was discovered at his home by an electrician who was there to install a security system. It came to be that he actually died on April 5th of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the young age of 27. So I wanted to take tonight to celebrate his life and play some of his music for you guys. So you got to hear some of my favorites. Send me some of your favorites and maybe we'll get them in on the next show. Also tonight we talked about the upcoming event that's happening this Friday, April 12th. This is the Volunteers of America Country Music Jamboree, headlined by Jonell Mosser. It's going to be at the Texas Troubadour Theater from 6:30 until 9. This is an all-ages, family-friendly event, and all proceeds will go to help adults with developmental disabilities. Again, this is put on by the Volunteers of America, the Country Music Jamboree, this Friday, April 12th, at the Texas Troubadour Theater. Check out the flyer at NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Also coming up this coming Sunday, April 14th, is the Nashville Poetry Festival. This is an all-ages, all-day free event that's going on at Five Points, 109 South 11th Street in Nashville. You can get more information on that event by going to NashvillePoetryFestival.com. And that's going to just about wrap up the show for tonight. I want to shout out the Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the show and doing what they do. Go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to check us out. Big shout out to WRFN, who had the big birthday bash this past weekend. Thanks for giving us this medium to share some of these talents with you guys. And again, my name is E.T. You can check me out at etgotsoul.com if you want to stay in tune with what's going on with me. I'll be back 2 weeks from tonight with another show. Catch my boy Al D next week. Thanks to everybody out there for listening. This is E.T. Make sure you be yourself and nobody else. And we'll see you next time on the Fringe Radio Show.